Nickel RSC Best in Class Among Grid Operators, written by Tom Kleckner, and read by an automated voice. Little Rock, Arkansas, SPP CEO Lanny Nickel says the Grid Operators Regional State Committee, composed of regulators from its 14-state footprint, offers a structure others might follow. I believe that the SPP RSC model is unique, and I think it's the best in class among the RTO world, Nickel told the committee's members during its February meeting. It's based on shared responsibility, transparency, and it's something that I value very much. Our staff and our board remain committed to strengthening our relationships with you and supporting your work every step. Nickel pointed to recent discussions he has had with legislators as he tours the service territory to raise awareness. He said in a recent visit with the Kansas legislature, he learned how the Kansas Corporation Commission's Andrew French and his staff have explained the value SPP brings. These conversations have reaffirmed for me just how important our RSC partnerships are, Nickel said. The RSC was created in 2004 to provide regulatory input on regional importance related to the development and operation of bulk electric transmission. In approving the group's creation, FERC recognized the need for a mechanism that facilitates regional consensus on critical issues related to transmission planning and operation. The Commission also made the RSC the first organization of state regulators from multiple states to be expressly granted authorities in a FERC jurisdictional grid operator. The Commissioners exercise this authority by determining whether and to what extent participation funding will be used for transmission improvements and whether license plate or postage stamp rates will be used for the regional access charge. The RSC has grown to 13 members with the recent addition of Montana Commissioner Randall Pinocchi. The membership will increase again with the RTO's expansion into the Western Interconnection in April. Two future members, Wyoming's Mike Robinson and Arizona's Nick Myers, watched from the sidelines. A third, Colorado's Eric Blank, called in. The committee also welcomed two new members in the Louisiana Public Service Commission's Eric Scrametta and the New Mexico Public Regulation Commission's Greg Nibbert. Scrametta replaces Mike Francis, and Nibbert takes over for Patrick O'Connell, who chaired the RSC in 2025. Economic consultant approved. The RSC approved the selection of Bates White Economic Consulting to provide expertise in transmission cost allocation and evaluating its benefits. The D.C.-based firm, chosen by the committee's leadership from five respondents to a request for proposals, will be tasked with providing information and education, analyzing cost allocation options for the SPP-RTO region, a facilitate discussion among the committee's members and its cost allocation working group. I feel this is an indication of the increased focus on cost allocation by the RSC Texas Kathleen Jackson told her fellow commissioners during their February open meeting, noting the consultant is a first in recent times. The commissioners also agreed to sunset the Improved Resource Availability Task Force, which was formed in the aftermath of 2021's Winter Storm Uri. The group carried out recommendations from SPP's post-storm report, ensuring generators have reliable fuel and the grid operator improves how it plans for and manages resource availability. The task force handed off its leftover items to the Resource and Energy Adequacy Leadership Team when the latter was formed in 2023. The issues have been challenging, but I think the REL team has really stood up, stepped up, and developed much-needed policies that strengthen reliability across the entire footprint, Nickel said. Some of the favorable outcomes from January's winter storm were a result of a lot of the work that the REL team did, and all the stakeholders that played a role along the way.